Good morning. On behalf of the family, we'd like to thank you for remembering and celebrating the life of Jen Emmerich. Jesus promises that those who believe he is the resurrection and the life, even though they die, they will live. And everyone who lives and believes in him will never die. This is the hope that we have today in this very difficult time. Jen lives on in her eternal home, and one day those who believe in Christ shall be reunited with her and to others that have gone on before us in the faith. The prayer that you're about to hear was actually sent by Jen to a dear friend of hers who was battling brain cancer and participating in her final race, which is to end in victory with our Lord at the finish line. This same race has ended in victory for Jen in Jesus. Would you pray with me? Comfort, O God, this your suffering one who leans on you now for guidance and hope. You call us from the unrecoverable space we know as death, and from there you promise something more. We thank you that for Jen all pain and sorrow is past. The dying journey is solitary and unsearchable, and we do not fully know or comprehend its truth. Help us, eternal and everlasting God. Please help us to hold on to hope, to memories, to wisdom gained from our love, and help us to let go of pain, of fear, of despair, of sorrow, and to reach out for your loving presence. Yea, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are always, ever with us. Fill us with your presence and your transcendent, life-transforming spirit. Bless and keep Jen, your precious one, and help her through the silent valley into the splendor of your healing presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends and family, the Lord is with us. He's near to all who call on his name. He's our refuge and strength, and we gather knowing his healing love, that we can pour out our emotions, facing this incredible loss together, comforting and supporting one another, and at the same time being reminded of the frailty of life. We call upon the Lord to guide us through this valley, and to hold each one of us tightly in his loving arms as we remember and celebrate the life of Jen, a caring mother, loving wife, supportive daughter, a joyous sister, and a friend and family member filled with laughter who didn't know how her story would end. But on no page was it written she'd give up. If you're able, I'd invite you to please rise and sing hymn number 143, Amazing Grace. The hymnals are located in front of you, and we'll be singing verses 1 through 4. Number 143, verses 1 through 4.
Thank you.
One of the greatest gifts that God has given us is the gift of memories. Memories that we hold on to dearly and cherish for a lifetime. In one way or another, Jen has impacted each of our lives. She's brought us joy, she's made us laugh, she's walked with us on our own journeys, and even offered us words of encouragement. As one individual noted online, Jen was a true fighting spirit, a real warrior. Another said she was such a wonderful, loving, and caring person. And having known Jen, this note says it all. The world was a better place with her in it, and how true that is. So it's now up to us to carry those same qualities to the world. Becky, Nicole, and Devin, you were truly blessed with a phenomenal mom. And Gary, what a wife, knowing there were no perfect husbands or perfect wives. But as you kept believing in each other, you had plenty of perfect moments that I'm sure you'll remember the days ahead. And though there'll always be a missing piece of your life that only Jen could fill with her special ways, she'll never be forgotten. At this time, I invite anyone who would like to share any memories. I have a microphone I'll bring to you, or if you'd like, you can come forward. But please, if you're not a fan of microphones, downstairs immediately following the service, be sure to share those memories that you have of Jen with the family. Anyone willing to start our memory sharing at this time?
Hi, I'm John. I'm the oldest. My fondest memory of Jenny, where do I start? It could take me days to do this. Jenny was, how can I say it, the peacekeeper of the family. Anytime any of us siblings had a fight, Jenny was there. And then there were times where Mom and Dad were working, Jenny would take over, or so I would let her think. It was very interesting. I just have two things I'd like to read. The first one is a poem that I saw a couple days after she died, and it really hit home with me. It says, "The moment that you died, my heart was torn in two. One side filled with heartache, the other died with you. I often lie awake at night when the world is fast asleep and take a walk down memory lane with tears upon my cheeks. Remembering you is easy, I do it every day, but missing you is a heartache that never goes away. Sorry, nerves. Come on. I hold you tightly within my heart, and there you will remain until that joyous day arrives that we meet again. And then the second one is one that my friend sent to me. It's called Deep with Deepest Sympathy. Those we love don't go away. They walk beside us every day, unseen, unheard, but always near, still loved, still missed, and very dear.
I am Jen's father. I have way too many memories to pass on. But I just wanted to say, Jen has left us way too soon. And if there's any good thing comes out of death, one good thing is when she got to those pearly gates, my mom and dad, her grandparents had never seen her, she never met, were there to meet her. Along with my younger brothers, Barry, Terry, Herbie, and Scott, all passed away way too soon also. And my sister Jackie. They were all there to meet Jenny, to take her under their wings, and be with her for eternity. Jen, we love you, we miss you. You will be in our hearts and our minds eternally. Rest in peace, honey. I love you.
Just put your hand in the air. I'll make sure I get the microphone to you.
I try to do a little bit of a lighter note. I can remember when Jenny was had her driver's license, and we, her and I went out to learn how to drive. I only managed to do it one time with her, and I couldn't do it again. but we were coming down, I think it was called Hilldale Road in Holtwood, and there was a stop sign, and we said, having her slow down, but she didn't slow down enough, and she tried to make a right-hand turn and ended up in this person's yard. They were yelling at her, and I got out, and I said, she's just learning, let her alone. But I thought maybe a little laughter she would like.
You know, last Monday was January 13th. I was over in Lancaster in the surgical center waiting to get my back operated on. My wife was there with me, and her phone rang. It's like 7:45 in the morning. My daughter's calling to give us the news of Jen, and we were just stunned. I just couldn't believe it. So, you know, I was waiting there to be wheeled back to the operating room. It's just an outpatient thing, you know, an hour and a half surgery. And I got to thinking, you know, I'm going under anesthesia. It could be my time, because when you go under anesthesia, they basically keep you alive. And I got to thinking, am I ready to meet God? Which I know I am. I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. My thought of this was, we really need to be ready. We really need to be ready. We are not guaranteed the next day. We're not guaranteed our next breath. I'm sure Jen, when she got up Sunday morning, she didn't know her time was coming. And none of us do. Jen was a great person. I loved her. She loved her profession. She loved her family. It seemed like she was always in school learning. She was always going to school to learn more of her profession, to care for people. And that's what she did. She loved everyone that she came in contact with, I'm sure, and she loved all of you. And I just got to thinking, you know, she's only 48. But, you know, Jesus tells in the book of John 14:6, that He is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man comes to the Father, but by Him. But my message today to you, and it's short, I didn't really think I was going to say this, but you need to be ready to meet God. And I'm sure Jen was, because we don't know. We have no idea when our time is. But just to leave you today with that question in your mind, are you ready to meet God? Only through Jesus Christ is that possible. It doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter what sins you've committed, it doesn't matter who you are, how much money you have, what your job is, what your standing is in life. All that matters that day when you meet Him, did you know Jesus as your Savior? And I'm sure Jen did, and that's a comforting thought, because one day, if you know Jesus, you will see her again. Thank you.
Anyone else? Stanley, you have anything to say to Jen? He would if he could, I'm sure. Don't make me walk all the way back here and someone not share. Is it the microphone? Are you afraid of the microphone? I'm sure there are so many memories going through your mind right now. You're like, which one should I share? Just pick one.
You know, I was very young when my mom had met the man that we grow to call Pops. Just bear with me here, please. I have a great deal of respect for both of them. My mom took on 4 more children. Pops took on 2 more children. Together, they had 1 more. 7 of us they raised, loved, cared for, and treated all the same. To this day, I don't know what they were thinking. But I'm glad they did it. I got to grow up with 4 brothers and 2 sisters. Well, we had a lot of fun together when we were kids. There were times where we'd get into some trouble, but there was always one of us that would try to keep the peace. Jenny. Jenny was there when you were hurt, sick, needed help with homework. I guess what I'm trying to say that Jenny was an all-around good person that didn't get into trouble and stayed one step ahead of the game. She waited to meet that one guy that was going to sweep her off her feet, Gary. I think we all know when Jenny and Gary met, she had his ring and he had the keys to his heart, her heart. They started their life together, raised 3 beautiful, loving, caring children that we're all so proud of. So, to a young girl who tried to help everyone, to a young woman that found love and ran with it, to a mother who raised 3 great kids, from a brother who will never forget her. We love you very much, Jenny, with all our hearts. We will miss you every day. God bless.
Thank you. I'd be more than happy to walk to the back again. Please, as you gather downstairs, continue to share these memories. These are the thoughts that we have of Jen that carry us through these next years ahead of us. But as was so eloquently said before, we have to ask ourselves that question. Are we ready? And so as we ask ourselves that question, are we ready, there comes a point where we have to make a decision. And so I'm going to give that opportunity now for you to choose Christ, to choose life eternal, to know him as you walk this earth, because there's no greater peace, no greater understanding you'll have about this life than when you walk with Jesus. And so I just invite you to close your eyes and repeat this prayer after me. If you feel the Lord tugging at your heart and you're realizing, you know, this life is not guaranteed tomorrow. And so we come to Jesus and we say this prayer: Lord Jesus, I need you this very hour. I know that you're my Savior, the only one who can forgive my sins. And I thank you for the cross on which you paid the ultimate price. You gave your very own life that I might be in relationship with you. Thank you that the grave could not keep you, that you conquered death. And today I can celebrate with Jen that I know you and choose to live for you until that final day on this earth. Amen. So having celebrated the many ways in which Jen has touched our lives. Let us turn to hymn number 395. The title is Here I Am, Lord. Now you'll notice at the bottom of that page, there's verses 2 through 4. We're going to be singing all 4 verses. And if you would like, you're more than welcome to rise at this time and turn with me to number 395, Here I Am, Lord. Would you pray with me? Lord God, thank you for journeying with us in this time. Thank you for the blessed memories we have and will cherish forever of Jen. Guide us now, Lord, in the reality of this life and the mark on which we can place on it, having lived faithfully for you. Thank you, Lord, for preparing a place for Jen and for each of us as we prepare to live by faith each day, knowing that you are God and that you are our Lord. Let the bright light of your love fill this sanctuary. Grant us comfort, grant us peace all the days of our lives, knowing that suddenly some are asked to make their way through this valley of the shadow all too soon. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends and family, 1 hour everything seems so normal. Jen is here with us, laughing, enjoying life, and the next she has departed. It all seems too sudden, and we're left with questions and a tremendous loss. Why now, Lord? Why Jen? The tears we've shed are witness to the sorrow we feel, and our pain verifies the all-too-soon vacancy we're experiencing. Yet, we hide nothing and know that one day our thoughts, our questions, our uncertainty will be clarified. So we continue as travelers on the road of life and know that we will have the ability to laugh and love and rejoice in the green pasture and still water goodness before us. Knowing we can be joyful and thankful better prepares us for our own time, when we must proceed our way through the dark valley. In preparing for today's message, I realized one thing. We are never in control. God knows our plans. There may be gaps and unfinished conversations we wanted to have with Jen. Yet God tells us he is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope dims. He's the rock beneath our feet when the ground beneath us is shaking and we don't know which way to turn. So God allows us to take our grieving, complicated as it is, and redeem it. We can celebrate Jen's life that was so full and so active until the very end. But help us, Lord, to remember the intensity of her activities and the variety of her involvement. As our scripture from Ecclesiastes 5:18-20 reads in the Message version, I can almost hear Jen saying these words. After looking at the way things are on this earth, here's what I've decided is the best way to live. Take care of yourself. Have a good time and make the most of whatever job you have for as long as God gives you life. And that's about it. That's the human lot. Yes, we should make the most of what God gives, both the bounty and the capacity to enjoy it, accepting what's given and delighting in the work. It's God's gift. God deals out joy in the present. The now. It's useless to brood over how long we might live. The message is this: live each day as if it were your last. For today, we realize that is all too true. We have this moment. This is our moment. Just yesterday, something Jen had worked so hard for was granted by Alvernia University. The board of directors unanimously voted to grant Jen a master's degree in nursing. Jen committed long hours to accomplishing that and to her job. And as you read, if you're a member of Facebook, her coworkers loved her dearly. She enjoyed family vacations, especially Disney World and the beach, soaking up the sun while the others were huddled under an umbrella. You'd get her feet in the water, but the family could never get her in any further. She loved her dogs, Sammy and Sadie. You would know you're in trouble when she used your middle name. Rebecca Lynn, Devin Lee, Nicole Lee. You know, even the dogs had a middle name, Sadie Mae and Sammy J. Yet Jen was very selfless. Anytime they'd go out for eat, anyone but her got to choose where they were going. She was very supportive and loved writing notes and letters. And even if it was a to-do list, it would always end with, "Love, Mom." She'd call to check in just to make sure everything's okay. She did all she could to live in the present, to focus on what God was doing in the here and now, but also what He would do in the future. She chose to live for today, to be content, to not worry that God was always with her, and the good news, He's with each of us even now. She knew not to worry about tomorrow. She let tomorrow worry about itself. She learned to live for the moment, to live in the moment. As Matthew 6:34 reads, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Jen enjoyed the blessing of each day. She knew what it meant to rejoice and to be glad. She would speak graciously to others and made the most of every opportunity and made the best use of her time. Psalm 118, 24, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Jen lived each day thankfully and gratefully. She never took life for granted. We even more so realize today that this life, this moment, is truly a gift from God. As Psalm 16:11 reads, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence." And as we know, Jen is experiencing that right now with eternal pleasures at her right hand. As we're all very much aware, life is a vapor. Life is a fog. So as we move forward the best we can with Jen's life in mind, let us live in the present moment and keep our eyes fixed and focused on what God is doing. As James 4:14 reads, "Look here, you who say today or tomorrow we're going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, and then it's gone." Thank you, Jen, for living this life to the full and for giving each of us the joy of the memories we've shared together. We know that you indeed will be greatly missed, and we want to personally thank our Heavenly Father that she is with Him even now, and that we too, as we choose to believe and to live out our faith each day, will see her again. As we close our service with the hymn, "Take My Hand and Lead Me, Father," consider if that is the lot in your life right now. Is our Heavenly Father, through Jesus and the Holy Spirit, leading you? And if not, having said that prayer, may today be a brand new beginning for you. And may the old self be gone and the new come, in the precious name of Jesus. Please be certain to join the family downstairs for a fellowship meal following the service. Number 601, "Take My Hand and Lead Me, Father." God of all times and God of all lives, receive Jen into your care. Enable us to honor her life that are reassured in our own lives. Help us to live our lives to the fullest, as Jen did. Help us to find joy in all that we do and simplify the confusing complications within us. God, we confess we fear. The suddenness of Jen's death reminds us of the frailty of our own. Know us and search us, Lord, and allow your presence to be with us as we move forward step by step. We depart believing that in Jesus Christ, every barrier is broken, every sin overcome, every fear removed, and death is overcome. We thank you, God. Amen. This concludes our services for Jen Emmerich. We do invite you to join us downstairs for a fellowship meal. We do ask that everyone is seated. We'll have a prayer together, and then the family will be dismissed to eat first. But thank you for attending these services. Be sure to share abundant memories with the family. May God bless you.